The goalie has got football pie all over his shirt. Shit! Did you see that?
Well, the good news is that now that the World Cup nonsense is complete, Adam's going to stop playing those stupid sound bites. Get on with normal life.
This is A Healthy Obsession, reporting live from Phoenix, Arizona. Brought to you by Small Goal Soccer and Thomas Hurdle Incorporated.
Hi, that's a real business.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, here we go.
Tommy Inc.
World Cup fever's over.
It's never happened.
You never got the fever?
I was never like buzzing off it.
Yeah.
No. Well, I enjoyed it.
You really are a killjoy, aren't you? It's being called the greatest tournament of all time.
It was a good tournament.
So it was. You're still not having it.
I didn't feel connected to it.
No.
Didn't really draw me in.
Is that? Do you think that's just more of a personal your twat sort of thing, or?
I don't know. Obviously, there was a lot of interesting things that happened on the pitch. It was a good on the pitch World Cup, right?
I thought so.
But was it good, or was just a lot of teams disappointing?
Well, you answer your own question.
I think a lot of teams were disappointing.
Who?
Well, I think England were disappointed in the end, should have done better.
Agreed.
I think the Spanish were disappointing.
Definitely.
I think the Germans were massively disappointing.
Spain is still playing like it's 2010.
Right.
Like, oh, we don't need a striker.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Brazil, disappointing to lose Croatia the way they did. I think it was just a lot of disappointment.
Yeah, but isn't
no, I know only one team can win.
I was going to say, that's how a tournament works. People are going to get knocked out.
But it would have been great to have a Brazil-Argentina semi-final. It was there.
Would it?
Didn't happen. Would have been amazing.
You not enjoy the Croatia-Brazil?
Not really.
What did you enjoy, France and Morocco?
No.
That was shit as well.
As well.
Yeah. That was terrible.
You know what I mean?
I agree with you. Terrible tournament.
Bad tournament.
So if you came here to listen to us wax lyrical about how good of a tournament it was, apparently you'd come to the wrong place.
It is funny because everyone's buzzing about it. It was a good tournament. But I think people get carried away, don't they?
Why do you think that is? Because I agree with you, but why do you think it is?
The whole Messi thing is really interesting to me.
Why?
You know, listen, it's the romantics. Oh, it's amazing, Messi's finally completed it, and he's got all the trophies and all that.
He's right? Completed football. Someone wrote that. I think BBC wrote that. Football completed. I'm like, all right, mate.
Behave. Yeah. I mean, listen, and there's no doubt he's one of the, if not the best player of all time, right? I don't contest that.
I must have seen 100 people post that today. The conversation's over now.
Right. I don't care, I'm going to say it. He wasn't very good yesterday. He really, no. It wasn't like he dominated the game.
No.
Like, he was good for about the first 20 minutes. I mean, he scored a penalty and a tap-in.
But he still scored two goals in a World Cup final.
He scored a penalty, which, let's be honest, might not have been a penalty. And he scores a tap-in that might have been given offside. He was offside in the build-up to the move.
No, it was someone's bum kept him on.
Bollocks. That was the second one. That was the second ball.
Oh, that's right.
The first one, he was in an offside position.
That picture was funny. It was like, if the centre-back's arse wasn't so big, he would have been offside.
Right? Oh, it's funny, that. But, can you imagine that?
Yeah. Your fat arse has kept him on side, mate.
If I was his mate, I'd get that screened
and
send it to him for Christmas. Can you imagine that? 3 days after you've lost the World Cup final because of your arse, you get a 6-foot screen print of it.
Of your bum.
The VAR angle.
That would be funny.
It's amazing.
So you're suggesting that Messi's overhyped?
I think he's overhyped. I think he is overhyped at times. I think people look for things that aren't there sometimes.
Well, mate,
he's a very good footballer. Here's the deal, right? I love it that people spin anything the way they want to, right?
Like you're doing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, people are talking about, he walks so much more than other players because he's always looking. Well, no, he's just older and he just walks more. Like, it doesn't. They just spin it that there's nothing he could do that they would criticise him for. There's nothing.
Well, I don't think that. I think that's true right now just because of the tournament decided. But I'm saying the last year that's not been the case.
He's been rubbish at PSG, hasn't he?
But that's what I'm saying. He's been criticised.
It's like,
he has been criticised.
Has he?
Yes.
I don't know.
I followed French football big time.
Bet you do.
Yeah. He's been criticised a lot this year.
Yeah.
By me, mainly.
Good.
Yeah.
But anyway, listen, I'm happy he won it. but
are you?
I just think it's a bit hyped. What did you make of it all? Let's just talk about the final.
No. All right, go on.
Talk about the game, because it was actually a crap game for 80 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
A rubbish game of football. One of the worst. It was Tottenham in the Champions League final in 2019 against Liverpool until the 80th minute. It was a terrible game.
Argentina are an interesting team, because they did the same thing against Holland. They got to like this. What? When did France get their first goal? About 75th minute?
Bad later than that one. 81? 81 and 82, was it? 81, 82?
So Holland got to like 80 plus minutes. Argentina were cruising in that game as well.
At 2-0, I texted the group and said, the Argentines will find a way to implode. And I said, Allah, the Dutch. And bizarre, wasn't it? I mean,
it was strange.
There's a lot. Let's dig into it a little bit, because I think...
Dig it, Thomas.
Deschamps obviously makes a big double substitution, right?
What did you say when that happened? Because I didn't watch the game with you, but I could think about what you were saying when that had happened. I think we were texting, maybe.
I thought he showed his hand too early. It was strange to make a sub 5 minutes before half-time, because he gave the Argentinians time to... 5 minutes to see what happens, and then half-time to try and figure out a plan to stop whatever he's trying to do.
Well, and especially the player he took off. He took off Giroud, and who else did he take off?
Goal scorer. He took off Dembele, who was awful.
Dembele was poor.
I mean, the first time Dembele got the ball, he let it run under his foot out for a throw-in, didn't he?
And then he pulled Griezmann off as well.
He made some bold moves.
Nearly paid off.
Did it? So it nearly close. Did. To be fair, it did. It took your subs a while to get into the game. What I think's funny is people talk about like, oh, Southgate. Right now, when that happened, everyone's like, oh, Southgate would never. He would never make double sub after 41 minutes in a World Cup final. And they're talking about like, Deschamps like he was a genius. Well, he should be criticised for them being so... They were 2-0 down. They came out shite.
They were terrible.
Whose fault was that then?
They came out of the gates awfully.
Flat. Now, they're saying they were unwell.
Yeah, so there was a couple of ill players in the dressing room.
That all went away at the end of extra time, though, didn't it? No one was talking about that. It was half time, it was the French real, and then at full time, it was like, the French are amazing. You know?
I'm a little annoyed Di Maria scored.
Good. What a goal.
He was crying after he scored.
Do you hear the story he was talking about?
He was crying all game. Yeah. As soon as he started crying after the second goal, I thought, they're going to lose this game. You can't cry going 2-0 up in the 36 minutes. What are you doing?
Well, he was crying about the story, wasn't he?
Like, what story?
About his life.
Shit little life.
When he was like 9, he got offered to go and train with Central in Argentina. And his dad said no, because it was 9 kilometres away and they didn't have a car.
Right.
So his mum used to... There's a whole story about this. His mum used to ride him on a bike 9 kilometres with him on the back. It was called Graciella.
All right.
And then he'd put a little sidecar on the side of it to take his sister.
That's class.
And she'd ride his bike there and back every day. And that's the journey he went through to get to be a professional footballer.
I get all of that.
And he's at the pinnacle. He's just scored in a World Cup final. Oh, you unemotional bastard.
A lot of players have a similar story. Cry at the end of the game. Cry if you lose. Cry if you win. It's going 2-0 up and you're crying on the pitch. Come on, I've never seen that happen before.
A little bit sloppy.
Very sloppy. Like, you can't do that, mate. That's bad.
I don't think that's why they got clawed back. He got subbed out at 2-0. It's not his fault.
Yeah, because he was crying.
Should have left him on.
He was crying on the bench. Fucking lemon.
So I think what changed the game, though, was, I mean, obviously Mbappe, just his quality was outrageous. But then you go, I think the youth of the French... Just the legs. They looked fresh all of a sudden, going into it at the end. I thought they'd win it. I thought in extra time it was going to be them.
Yeah, they looked like a brand new team in the last 10 and then extra time. They were just, like you said, they were just miles more bouncing around the place. They looked reinvigorated. Kylian Mbappe, Tom, what do you reckon?
Pretty good, isn't he?
Mate, he's so fast.
Mate, that one where he cut inside right at the end, and I thought he was going to win it, bang it in the top corner, and he just took an extra touch. Just, he glides past people.
Yeah, he doesn't really even like he's trying.
A different level.
And how old is he, 21?
23.
And he's already won the World Cup once.
He's already won it once. Got to a final, scored a hat-trick.
He'll leave PSG in the summer.
I don't think he will.
He'll go to Real Madrid, Barcelona.
I'd love to see him go to City, him and Haaland. Could you imagine? Ugh. Haaland and Mbappe up top.
Could happen.
It'd be dynamite.
It could happen. Phil Foden, Mbappe and Haaland.
De Bruyne. Behind him.
Bruno, what's his name? Bernardo Silva behind him.
Just that's just unfair.
And Calvin Phillips.
Waving from the bench.
Grealish on the bench and Calvin Phillips.
But, no, I think he's obviously unbelievable. I didn't like all the, oh, it's the passing of the torch nonsense they were saying, the commentary. Come on, get out of here.
That's a load of bollocks.
It feels like Messi passing the torch to Mbappe. Nobody does that. It's not a thing.
So the pens... we talked about this, we debated this a little bit, because Neymar bottled it against Croatia and put himself down for fifth.
Yep.
Whereas in this game, your two heavy hitters went first, Lionel Messi and Kylian Mbappe.
As you should.
Always, right?
I like that.
Always.
Get out of the way.
And talk about the keeper, Martinez. What a save in the end of the game, though.
Mate, I'll tell you what, the lad, was it Coleman?
Coleman.
Should have squared it. Mbappe was in 20 yards of space.
I don't know about squaring it, but he should score. It was a great save, though.
Big old starfish, wasn't it?
I quite enjoyed his response. Did you see the videos of him in the changing room afterwards?
Right, he's absolutely buzzing, wasn't he?
Oh, he's gone nuts. Like, he's just jumping around in his underpants, taking the piss out of Mbappe. It's fucking brilliant. Oh,
he won Golden Gloves, did he?
That picture's fucking priceless.
It's next level, though.
If you haven't seen this photo, it's on the AHO Instagram story today, but go and find it. I don't know who stood behind it. Is it like the King of Qatar, whoever the royal people are?
The
higher up in the Qatari government is stood behind, and he's passed him the golden glove, and he's pretending it's his cock. And the guy's just looking at it. It's a disgrace. I did read an Argentinian lady got arrested for taking a top off, though.
In the stadium. Ooh,
yeah.
Big no-no.
Not good, is it?
Probably not.
So let's talk about... You want to chime in on anything else to do with the final? Wait, I got a question. Is it the best final you've ever seen?
It's right up there.
Not just World Cup final.
Drama-wise.
Best final ever.
I think you can compare it to the Liverpool AC Milan back in, what was that, 2005?
Yeah,
it's in that kind of conversation.
Man United,
for me.
Bayern Munich 99.
It's in that conversation.
Mm.
I mean, 2-0 down to come back and then end up 3-3 in extra time.
And then pens.
And the drama of it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's right out there.
Sensational.
Yeah.
And even the saves and the chances and it being Messi and it being Mbappe, it's just a heavyweight fucking game. It was amazing.
Mad. What's mad is the French are missing probably four of their better players as well.
They've got a B team out there.
Pogba's
still
not
got
playing.
To the final.
Benzema's now retired officially.
Has he?
Said today he's never going to play international football again.
Kante never played.
There's more behind. Yeah, Kante was missing. I mean, you think about that. It's a joke.
Okay, yeah, their starting midfield wasn't there.
Nope. Not interested.
No. Pogba's like that.
Oh, for God's sake.
I fancy it. Yeah, I think it's up there for me. It's probably the best.
Has to be.
Best one I ever watched.
Yeah.
Especially as a neutral. Don't usually find yourself getting sort of roped in.
Did you have any bets on?
No, I banned myself.
Banned yourself?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So no more during the tournament, after Japan fucked me.
I put all my Betfred winnings that I'd had from the Arizona Cardinals game when I first logged on.
On Argentina
and Messi to score.
Nice.
And I was trying to put Mbappe to score too for a parlay, but Betfred wouldn't allow that.
Boo.
Don't know why.
Well, that's a nice little bet for you then.
Cracking.
I think
bit.
A few of the boys won on Argentina, and then did Mbappe get a golden boot? He would have done, right? Because he got a hat trick.
Yep, he did.
So yeah, I think a couple of boys got a nice little chunk from those.
Happy days.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Gamble responsibly, everyone.
Mm.
Alright, so overall, Thomas.
By the way, should I just point out that Adam's wearing a hat that says not financial advice? Say hot or not?
Not.
Not. Could not. Be hot financial advice.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be a nice little business.
That should be a business name. Hot financial advice.
Just me and you with our tops off. Giving financial advice.
In a sauna.
Sweating. And the market is going down. Just like my sweaty head. Woke up. Let's answer the big questions. Are you a fan of it being at this time of the year?
You know what? I'm not a fan of it. No.
I think you changed your mind mid-sentence.
I did.
You were going to say yes, and then you said
no. I don't know. I like it being a summer spectacle.
Yeah.
In between seasons, it's better.
Even if the players are more knackered at the end of the season?
Like, think what we've just been talking about. Like, we're joking, but in 3 days or 4 days, players have got to play again.
Mm.
You know, now, I don't think any of the finalists are going to be playing, I'd imagine.
And you said that Martinez won't be going back to Villa.
There's no way he's going back to... I don't think Villa see him before February.
Imagine the come down of being world champion. They're probably celebrating in Dubai right now.
They're back in Argentina. They're flown back.
Are they already back?
Flying back. I think they were on a flight earlier.
Right, so they're going back to Argentina. They're going to have the biggest pie. The scenes in Buenos Aires were mental.
It's going to be a week-long pie.
Right, so then... But imagine that come down. Now you've got to fly back to Birmingham and go and train in...
Well, who are they playing the day after Christmas? Do we know?
No, I haven't looked at the EPL schedule yet. You know, I know United play on Wednesday, though. That's exciting.
I think Villa have got, like... Is it... Let me see it. It's right here. It's not a great glamorous
game. Villa play on Monday, Boxing Day, at 10:30 against Liverpool.
Well, it's not a bad game to come back for.
It's a decent game. He won't be there for that. There's no way he plays next week.
No chance.
Zero chance.
None of them.
He'll be drunk for a fucking week.
Who do Man United play?
Man United play on...
Number 27th, are you? Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, Forest.
Do you think Varane's going to knock up for that one?
Friend of the show, Dave O'Sullivan, Dean McGeady, going to that game.
VIP seat, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what the rumour is.
State of those two.
Like, if you're Varane, you've just lost the World Cup final on pens. Do you reckon you're knocking up for...
Manchester United centre-back won the World Cup, so it'll be all right.
Oh, well.
Our two centre-backs were at the World Cup final.
Spurs centre-back.
Who?
Cuti Romero. Romero's playing for, he's a World Cup winner at Spurs.
Yeah, so a couple of World Cup winners.
He's got to go to Brentford. You think he fancies getting against Brentford?
Oh,
Boxing Day.
Amazing. It'd be piss cold. It's cold in England at the moment.
Yeah.
So
how long do you think those lads should get off after the World Cup?
You tell me, you're the coach.
A month. The problem is
you can't give them a month off.
They're going to be knackered. Physically they're going to need a rest.
Think about
this. They're going from Qatar. They're flying all the way back to bloody Argentina, a different time zone. What's that? 10 hours the other direction.
I think 2 weeks.
They've got to bounce all over the globe.
I think 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
We stick them back.
Month's too long. If they come back after a month, it'd be like doing pre-season in February.
Who would it hurt the most? Who's got a player that would like they really need back? Premier League wise.
Do you mean just from the tournament in general, or the finalists?
The two finalists.
So who had the most players in there? Man United had a couple.
Yeah.
McAllister plays for Brighton.
What a lad.
Did you see what he posted on his Instagram?
No.
His wife posted like congratulations, and he's put, I won't say what he said, but he said something very rude on Instagram. He's obviously steaming. He was posted right
on Instagram. Oh
yeah.
For God's sake.
Yeah, you gotta see it. It's very funny. Yeah. I don't know. I think
what would you do? You just won the World Cup final. What are you doing?
Yeah, you're going mad. Especially Argentina. Like, they're football crazy.
I'm not leaving Buenos Aires for a month.
No, I'm going on a world tour.
I'm not even going on a world tour. I'm just going to Buenos Aires because everyone's going to love me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not leaving.
No.
I get bored and just go for a walk down the road.
Especially how passionate they are.
Mad.
Like, you just get carried down the road.
Be amazing.
And Messi, you can't go anywhere, though.
No, he's stuck.
Yeah,
did you see the guy, the salt guy? The salt bay.
Oh, yeah. I didn't read what happened there.
Apparently, he was trying to get a picture with Messi, so he kept like following him around. How did he end up on the pitch?
I don't know. Fair play to him, though.
A lot of people got on the pitch that maybe shouldn't have been. Sergio Aguero was running around with a trophy.
Hey, what'd you make of that?
Bit John Terry-ish, wasn't it?
I don't. He wasn't even in the squad. I understand if you were injured or something, but like, at least John Terry was the captain and a current player.
He had a kit on. you got in the team picture.
Sorry.
He was in the front. I think he had his kids as well.
I'm not having that.
Messi's not even got his kids in the picture, and Sergio Aguero's rocked up with his crew.
I'm not having
Get
that.
Get in.
Oh, no. I'm not having that. Get out of there.
I saw on the BBC coverage, Zabaleta was like one of the pundits, and he was like, crying after the game whilst he was talking about it, and it was absolutely mad because it was like you could tell he was just jealous that he was stuck with Alan Shearer and Gary Lineker. Like, you'd be like, nah, I'm off out of my mates.
It's not a worst nightmare for an Argentinian man to have your country have won the World Cup, they're going nuts on the field, and you're stuck in the studio with three Englishmen,
and they just kept playing clips back of the Argentinian coverage. Pablo, it's brilliant, isn't it? And he's like, yeah it's amazing. Yeah. Get me out of here.
Meanwhile, Aguero's doing cartwheels on the pitch.
Get in the picture, mate.
Alright, so the World Cup, what would you give it out of 10 for overall as a tournament?
I'll tell you what I liked, and I talked about this today with a couple of people, is I like the concept of it being in one city. I thought that was really cool that people would, now I wasn't there obviously,
right.
But I'll tell you this, was there any rioting in this World Cup?
No.
Not that I heard of. No, right. Massive problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like big contentious on that front.
There's no hooliganism.
But you had all the fans mixed together.
Right.
Well,
there's a lack of booze. So it was a bit more wholesome, I think. There's always something bad happens at the World Cups.
But now you're looking at it's going from one end of the spectrum to the absolute other, because it's going from basically being within 30 miles of each other, all the stadiums, or whatever it was, to now being like 3,000 miles apart. It's so different.
The money you'll need for the North American tournament will be like, if you want to commute around, you're going to need big money.
I heard they're messing with the schedule. So they were going to do these groups of three, weren't they?
Right.
They're now talking about going back to 12 groups of four.
Okay.
Because the concern is they really enjoyed, or FIFA loved, the final group games this year were like played at the same time.
Right.
And there was like a lot of swinging back and forwards, right?
It
meant something. Well, the problem's going to be now is if you have three teams, that third game,
dead rubber.
Is well, both teams are going to know what they need. So,
right.
Oh, if we draw here, we're both through. There's going to be a little sad of handshakes.
But also, if you lose your first game, you're done. You're
basically in trouble.
Right. That sucks. They need to keep it at four.
So they're talking about going back to four, but then the top eight third place teams will progress because they still want a round of 32. They don't want a round of 16. They want a round of 32.
I hate that they're bringing more teams.
It's too many.
They announced today as well they're doing this FIFA Club World Cup for real, like
32 teams.
32 teams, like a World Cup style tournament.
I love it.
Tottenham be invited?
Not a chance.
Imagine that. We'll not be there. Do you think that'd be good?
It's just the Super Cup. It's the Super Cup.
When do you even slide that in the schedule?
You need a month to do that.
He's saying 25. They're going to do it in the summer of 25.
So it'll be in between World Cups and Euros.
Yeah.
So players will never have a summer off.
Players won't have
you'll
a summer
just go,
off.
You'll go World Cup, FIFA Club Cup, Euros or whatever it is.
That happened to Alexis Sanchez. I think he didn't have a summer off for like 8 years.
How about Harry Kane?
It was when Copa America did that gold tournament in America. Yeah. And yeah, his stats were insane. He hadn't had a summer off for about 8 years. It's too much
for a footballer. It's wild.
I don't care how much you're getting paid. Like for fuck's sake.
But Club World Cup with class.
Do you think so?
Proper World Cup.
If they take it seriously. Quite.
If they did it exactly the same format as a World Cup, it would be interesting.
In one city.
Yes, what I mean.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Be really good.
What other cities could you do a whole tournament in though?
What, London?
London, right?
London.
Paris? No, not Paris. No.
I don't know.
Don't have enough stadiums.
No. I mean, there's probably only a handful of cities in the world you could do it in.
Probably only London.
Maybe London, because there is enough stadiums there.
Los Angeles, but they've only got 4 stadiums.
Yeah.
Right? Well they've got the Rose Bowl, LAFC, Galaxy Stadium, and the new one, SoFi.
Yeah.
And 4.
Probably couldn't get away with 4.
San Diego, you could tie in.
We could tie in San Diego and LA, but yeah, I mean, I like the idea of it all being in one place, so that's pretty cool. And I think, think about this next World Cup in 2026 in the US. I mean, just the travel. Like you're not driving anywhere. Everywhere's a flight.
It's going to be brutal.
They're going to have to put teams in pods in certain areas. Like, what happens about time zones? Like, you're going to put one side of the draw on one side of the country and the other, because it's not fair if you've now got to track back 3 time zones to play a team that's been in that time zone.
Well, yeah, and also a fact, right? If you're 3-hour time difference from New York to Los Angeles, or how long is it from LA to New York? Is it 3? It's
3-hour time zone. But then think about if you're playing down in Miami in the humidity and the heat against a team that's just been playing up in Seattle.
Right.
It's complete three-hour time zone, completely different climate.
I like that.
It's wild. It's such a elite. Like, the interest you didn't think about it, it's like in Doha, all the teams were playing in the same weather all the time. It's just a lot of different dynamics.
Maybe that's why the tournament was so good.
Maybe it was.
Right? Because you don't have to travel around. They all played at the same stadiums most games.
Right.
I did meet someone on Saturday, though, or excuse me, Sunday at the watch party, and this lady said that she did not have a good experience at the World Cup.
Oh, really?
She just got back from Qatar.
What was her problem?
American. She just said that she thought that overall it was lacking. She's like, there wasn't the same feeling and the vibe there. She said she went to Brazil. She went to South Africa, maybe. She'd been to a couple of tournaments following the US. And she said, we said it was just a little dry, no pun intended, because it was no booze. But she just said it was like, it didn't feel like a World Cup. It's like it was, but also a couple of our mates went and they said it was brilliant.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends on the person.
It does.
So anyway, this has been our World Cup coverage. We'll be back to Premier League chat and whatnot on Boxing Day, or maybe the day after Boxing Day next week.
Yeah.
In the meantime, what are you doing for Christmas? Got anything exciting?
Nothing.
If you had to buy Lionel Messi a Christmas present, what would you get him?
If you had to buy Lionel Messi a Christmas present?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Imagine trying to buy a gift for Lionel Messi. What? Just say he was like your best pal. Like, what would you get for him?
Buy him something really like, I bet he's not that hard to buy for. I bet he doesn't buy anything. I don't think he's the kind of guy.
He's not a material guy.
Don't think so.
No.
He's probably not got loads of stuff, has he? Well, I don't know, actually. I've got no idea. He might have loads of stuff.
I bet Ronaldo's got a load of stuff.
What do you think?
I'd say he'd be harder to buy for.
Maybe.
Lionel Messi, what would you buy him?
I'd buy him little stocking fillers that he'd really use.
If you could have a footballer buy a Christmas present for you, who would you pick?
Ooh, someone to buy me a present.
Yeah, or a manager. Like, who would you like to buy you a present?
I reckon Conte buy me a good bottle of wine.
I read an interesting story about Paul Gascoigne once. He got invited to whoever his manager was at the time, maybe George Graham, when he was at Spurs. And he got invited to his house on Christmas Day. And he showed up with a crate of lager
and just put it on the table, and I like proper, like, you know, just started chinning beer. So that was what I'd like a Christmas present from him.
Well, that'd be good. Yeah, I heard Liverpool. I'm going to get this story wrong, but I'll get the gist of it right. Was years ago. This is when Houllier was the manager. They did a Secret Santa.
I know what you're talking about.
When someone got him, whose book? Crouchy got him.
Mourinho's
autobiography.
How to Win the League.
That is class. Yeah. I heard Julio didn't take it too well either, did he?
I wouldn't mind a gift from Crouch or Ray Parlour. They're both funny.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Ronaldo, because you'd probably just get by you like a Ferrari or something. A
pair of used jeans.
Yeah. He'd just give you a little signed shirt.
Yeah, but oh, thanks, mate.
Although you could probably flog that off.
Get me something thoughtful.
Ronaldo's like, he's had a bad month or two, hasn't he?
Ronaldo, mate, he's almost done a bit of a Zidane. Remember how the Zidane tarnished Zidane's career, the headbutt a little bit?
I disagree.
He's done a bit of a headbutt.
No.
I think it's worse. It is worse.
I think what Zidane did cemented him in legendary status.
Because he went out on a headbutt.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing. It's
sent like off in a World Cup final.
Rocks up. But after what Matarazzi said to him,
yeah, fair
it's
enough.
Like fair dues,
yeah,
right, man.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
So
you're right.
Does that, he's got the trophy in Paris of him headbutting that. They love him.
What a trophy that would
it's
be.
It's amazing. That's a statue.
I'd get him that.
Yeah, just a little statue of that. But Ronaldo's basically just sulks like a petulant child for the last 2 months.
It's so bad because he's just burnt himself into the ground. Everyone just thinks of him as a baby now.
And now here is Nemesis has just won the World Cup.
He's got to be guy, Danny. Do you think he's fuming? Do you think he was watching yesterday cheering on France?
I think so.
Yeah, of course he was.
I think he's so egotistical that he'd be devastated that Lionel Messi just won the World Cup.
Do you think he celebrated Benzema's equaliser?
Because now he... Benzema?
Not Benzema, the other. Mbappe.
I don't even think... I think that Ronaldo is... Now he doesn't even have a tournament to catch him. He's done now.
Where's he going to go now?
Saudi Arabia, money.
I've got nothing.
That's bad. Now you just float into the abyss.
With loads of money.
I feel so sorry for him.
Poor guy.
So Christmas, what are you doing? Tell everyone what you're up to.
I've got no plans. Mrs. is working, so I'm going to get up. Might make a bacon sandwich.
Watch Trainspotting.
Have a couple of beers. Set a nap.
Yeah.
Might open a present.
Yeah.
Yeah. About it.
Have you got anything on your wish list for Christmas?
I've asked for a vegetable slicer.
you are a fucking Swede.
You know those ones where it's like a dicer, you can like, it cubes it, or you can like slice it. It's brilliant. I'm tired of cutting up onions on my own.
I wonder if Messi ever put that on his Christmas list.
That's what I mean. Like, do you reckon he just asked for normal actual stuff. Like practical stuff?
Yeah, like
he's got a chef. He doesn't cook.
No, he doesn't cook.
He's not cutting the carrots.
He wants a new Hoover
for his cleaning crew.
Yeah.
Buy a new cleaning crew.
I think, hasn't he? He's been with the same girl since he was a kid.
Nine. Met when I were nine.
That's mad.
Brilliant. That's proper love.
That is good, isn't it?
That's lovely.
She's ridden the wave with him.
She grabbed on. She saw where he was going. Talk about talent identification. She spotted talent early.
He had like growth deficiency, didn't he? That's why he stayed at Barcelona, because they paid for all his hormone therapy.
Bloody hell.
And now she's still with him, and now she gets to... I saw a picture of her kissing the trophy. I thought it was brilliant.
Fair play.
It was really nice.
So there was some cool pictures of him with a trophy.
It was good.
I'm not quite sure about the
robe. There was some meaning behind it.
Of course there was. And I don't really want to mock it because I don't know anything about it.
No.
But it was weird. And it did look a bit weird in the pictures.
It looks like something like your auntie would have on when you go around to her house.
I don't know what your auntie wears when you go around, mate.
I don't want to know.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, we'll talk about that with a therapist.
But didn't it look weird though? It was a little bit strange.
But I'm sure there was some
meaning.
Real meaning.
That's just a nice gift, I think, wasn't it?
Is it?
How much do you think Messi's shirt will be worth? I was watching when he was wearing it after the game, and I was like, is he going to give that? If he can't give that to anyone, he needs to keep that.
Infinite amount of money.
I mean, for charity, you'll get. I mean, that someone will buy that for 50 mil.
I'm sure he'll just frame it.
I'd charity it.
Charity it. Is that a verb?
Charity it.
Charity it.
Yeah.
All right, have you got anything else we want to talk about? We're going to get out of it.
Oh, we're binning off half time.
No, I'm not.
I was wondering if you'll go to a half time.
No, just push through.
Oh, wow.
It's the end of the World Cup specials.
Is that it? We're not going to talk about the World Cup ever again?
No, never.
That's it.
Not for 4 more years.
Dead and buried.
Hate international football.
I'm back to the Prem.
Yeah, I can't wait for the Prem to come back. I can't wait for United to get beat by Burnley on Wednesday.
I think it'll be a really... You know what's funny? The teams that have had no players away are going to be class because they've all been training and playing friendlies and getting better. And all the other teams that have had players away are going to be decimated.
Salah and Haaland have just been sharpening their teeth for a month.
Right.
Annoyed that they're not been at the World Cup.
Well, Hugo Lloris ain't playing for Spurs on against Brentford, is he?
He went flat out this tournament.
By the way, doesn't save penalties ever.
No, he's worse than De Gea. Close. He's worse than De Gea at
Penn. Awful at saving penalties.
Well, he did all right against Harry Kane.
No, he didn't. He didn't save it, did he?
Well, he did enough.
Kane blasted it to the fucking moon.
He did enough.
By the way, Mbappe banging three in the same spot. Bold.
Oh, no. I like Messi's first one.
Well, the second one was class as well.
Well, maybe I'm thinking
both.
The second
one. He passed
one.
Both in. He went, yeah, first one was to the right, second one was to the left.
A little open the body. Yeah. Bold.
Imagine you miss that.
Well, it's never going to. It's Lionel Messi.
That's the mad part.
The greatest of all time. I'm bored of hearing
sick
that.
Sick of it.
Already.
You know what I hate is when you see people post on social media that are proud of Messi. Like they're his mate. Like they've helped him along.
You reckon he'd be a decent boy? You think he'd be cool to hang out with?
No, I bet he's a knob.
Probably boring.
I bet he's proper annoying.
I bet he's boring.
Shut up, Lionel. Stop going on about football.
He probably can only talk about football because he's so good and that's anything all he knows.
Drinking his rubbish at like pub games.
Yeah, shit.
Really bad.
Shit at snooker.
Just gets bantered by everyone all the time.
I'd say he's brilliant at pool.
You think he'll be good at pool?
It's just that he's an angle guy.
Nah.
He knows all the angles.
Not having that.
Is Lionel Messi good or bad at bar games?
He hasn't got enough reach on the table.
Well, I think he's like 5'4 now. About your height.
Yeah. Me and him will have a good game.
This has been a Healthy Obsession World Cup special episodes. It's over.
I did ask for a dartboard for Christmas as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
And a vegetable slicer.
To my two things.
You fucking cabbage. Cheers for listening, everyone.
Oh, have a good holidays, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas. You're celebrating, Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah started today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Crack on.